Hi, it's Mac. It's McCogan here, and I'll be around 11 or 12 weeks ago. We went on our last mini break, as it were, for the year. I think it was the end of September, maybe the beginning of October, when we went down to a favourite place of ours, Haggerston Castle in Northumberland. Right on the coast. What a wonderful place it is, Northumberland. And as usual, when we go on holiday, to be perfectly honest with you, Mary would never bother watching or listening to the news at any time, even back home, unless it was something that she had particular interest in. But that blue moon stuff. It's me that was invariably listening to news every morning, put the Sky News on, or Russia Today, or anything but the BBC news, to be honest, because that's so manipulated. But I won't go into the politics of that. Basically, what I wanted to say was that when we go on holidays, I never watch the news on television, and I never listen to it on radio. It's just part of the deal of getting away from home to do something different. And one of the things of doing different is ignore the news. But when I came home from that holiday, I had made my mind up that because the news, for both of us, when we did watch it, and I'll be honest, 6 p.m. till 7 p.m. most nights through the week, I would be attuned to BBC Scotland News, the national news, and then followed at 6:30 by the Scottish news. And, you know, it would wind us up so much what we see or hear on the news, that when I came home that particular, at the end of that particular break, I'd made my mind up that I wasn't going to watch or listen to the news if I could at all avoid it, because sometimes you maybe, as I do, listen to Classic FM and the news comes along, you're not aware it's come along, and suddenly you're listening to it, but you're not really attuned to it. So you pick up on things, and of course I've been following the weather, fascinating weather. It's actually more fascinating than what you would call normal news. You know, there's unfortunate floods in England and Wales, etc., parts of Scotland, and those, this vortex, this freezer vortex over there in Canada and the States. So, but what was happening was that because I was listening to and watching news, we would get agitated. Something would come on the news, and of course it would be politics, you know, what they're doing with this tax, or what they're doing with that, or doing with, and we would end up, as a couple, getting so wound up about what was going on in the country. I mean, you get the odd snippet of good news, and I mean the odd snippet. Most of it is doom and gloom. Politicians playing with the people of the country. Businessmen getting away with murder, doing this and doing that. Murders and all kinds of things going on. Criminals escaping prosecution. And then the state of the country due to immigration. I'm not going into the immigration debate or argument here, but because of that, there are consequences of what's happening. Things like bedroom taxes that are crippling people. All these things we'd end up personally between the two of us having, getting wound up and talking about it. And that could be over the breakfast table because I would have had the news on the telly. And I thought, this is wrong. I mean, if I was a person that could sit and watch the news and take all this in without getting agitated about it all, and if Mary was the same, then fine, we'd have been probably the ideal news listening couple in the world. But it doesn't work out like that. And so I thought, when I come home, I'm going to stop all this. Because at the end of the day, what was happening was we were basically, if you like, sinning our souls. But forgetting the sin and the souls part of things, if you will, if you don't believe in that, it wasn't good for us. We were becoming, the ducks are agreeing. We were becoming a severely agitated couple, and it was all down to listening and watching the news. Now, some people might say, well, you have to listen to news and watch news to know what's going on in the world. Well, you don't really. You don't. Because the only reason that Mary watches the news, or did watch the news, or listen to news, was because I was. If she had got her choice at any point, she would have switched it all off. She'd never, in fact, tuned in radio or television in the first place. And she gets by, and she's an intelligent person, a clever person, much more intelligent than I am. She just can't put a plug on the end of a cable or put a light bulb in. That's a different story. But what I'm trying to say was that I felt personally myself that I was becoming this Victor Meldrew, and not by desire, by design, by listening and watching to news that was winding me up every single day. And then if I met someone and they brought a subject up and said, did you see that on the news this morning? Yeah, I saw that. Bloody ridiculous, you know, what's going on in this country. And there I was off again. You know, it's like light the blue touch paper and stand back. And I felt that it was time in my life to basically to get away from all that, to stop it. And so I made my mind up when we came home. That's what I was going to do. And I have not tuned in, bear in mind, to any news, radio or television since then. Do I feel a better person for it? Absolutely, I do. I feel more content within myself. In fact, my wife had the television on today, just before I headed out. And it was one of those very, very short news bulletins that came on the channel she was watching. And I watched it and she said something to me about, I can't remember what it was now, it doesn't matter. And before when I got agitated, I just said, well, you see, that's what happens when you watch the news, and I'm going to put my boots on and get up the street. And she said, yeah, you're right enough, and switched it off. So we've both been better people for it. And I feel guilty to a great extent because of me having this desire every evening and every morning to watch or listen to news, I was forcing Mary into that same situation. And so because of that now, she is not becoming agitated and wound up. So she's feeling better within herself. I'm certainly feeling fantastic about it because, my goodness me, you know, it is, isn't it, news? Tell me which news you listen to that doesn't wind you up. Tell me which news channel you listen to on the radio or on television that is 70% good, cheery news, and the rest, the boring and the upsetting and the irksome and tiresome bulletins and issues in the world. It's not that. In fact, if you reverse it, it's not even that. You're lucky. In fact, one of the famous things, if you like, on our news over here in this country at least, is you get half an hour of news that will really get you down or wound up, and right at the very end. If you remember that, what was it, the African, oh God, lovely man, he was a wonderful newscaster, and he's been doing some sort of a travel and nature programs, travel programs, he came from the Caribbean, I can't remember. My God, he's famous on the BBC News. Trevor MacDonald. Yeah. Now, he was famous for, at the end of his, all bad news of saying, and finally. And there would be a one of those cute little news items that made you smile. And he would smile along with it, because he knew what was coming, of course. Like the guy telling the joke, he knew the punchline. And that's what's happened. You get this little punchline at the end of the BBC News or the Scottish News. Some this little snippet of good news is almost as if they say, listen, ignore the past 30 minutes of horrible stuff and listen to this 30-second snippet of good stuff. And that's what it's come down to be honest with you. And it's almost as if it's become de rigueur or custom now for the news editors, directors, producers to say, right, remember, chuck in the wee cheery bit at the end. let's not bring too much doom and gloom on our listeners or watchers. So I will continue this. I've made my mind up now. I'll never go back to watching and listening to news. Yes, if my lugs, while I'm in the shower, listening to Classic FM or whatever, and the news comes on, and I inadvertently hear something, I will hear it, but now it doesn't wind me up so much. It's like my laughing at little accidents and incidents in my working life, teaching myself to laugh rather than get wound up. It's become that now, where I hear things or see things inadvertently, and I just say, okay, it's happened, it's happening, ignore it and get on with what you're doing. And I feel a fantastic, it's hard to explain if you don't know what I'm talking about, but it's not as if I could say it's like having a burden lifted from me. It wasn't a burden, but it was an oppression. An oppression that hit me every morning and every evening. And then looking at newspapers, I haven't mentioned newspapers yet. One of the first things I used to do if I went into a store, you pass the news desk invariably, I'd pop over and see what was on the headlines, and see who was murdering who or whatever else was going on. Inadvertently, news headlines are not good stuff, it's bad stuff. And I've even stopped all that. I see a newspaper now, I ignore it completely. I don't buy a newspaper, I haven't bought a newspaper for years. But I always had to have that kick, that wee kick at the newspapers in the morning, say, oh, yeah, look at that. And then talk about it and get wound up about it. So, as far as I'm concerned, you can keep the news. Of course, disasters and things happening to humans throughout the world are a different matter. But unless I stumble upon it, I won't hear about it. No doubt, it's impossible to not hear about these things. Just as it was impossible not to hear somehow about the freak weather that's going on throughout the world at the moment. And that's entirely different. But for tuning in, watching in, absolutely not. And I'm definitely a better person, and I'm going to maintain that, because I want to be a better person. I want to be a better person within myself, and I want to not be that person who gripes and groans about what he's heard in the news every day. Thanks for listening to this boring news bulletin. Bye for now.